from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, maybe. I think it's, a lot of treatment today. Obviously, we've been rolling all day today, meetings and everything else, doing a lot of the red zone stuff and a lot of our hard work stuff today and everything else. So today was a big day mentally and everything else for everybody. We got a lot of stuff done today. We had a really good practice. I think the most important thing is just in terms of treatment and getting ready to see what I can do each day and take it day by day.
Russell Wilson. At the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters. He barely did anything at practice today. Those were his words. And it is looking like Justin Fields, against all odds, is going to start Sunday in Atlanta. Mark Cabali, Pat McAfee show correspondent on the Steelers, is in studio with us. Is that how you would describe it? Did I get anything wrong there with Fields? Let's get his mic up here, Seth.
There we go, Seth.
Hold on. Hear him.
Holler if you hear me.
Do we have him yet?
Test.
Oh, hey, there he goes.
I'm back.
And this was not a Zeiss move. Your mic was on. We just needed
all
to
right.
Sure
last week I screwed up.
Yeah, you made fun of him, and then you screwed it up literally almost instantaneously.
That's very Zeiss-like of me.
Officially questionable on the injury report.
Yeah, I expected that to happen. For Russell, I would be absolutely shocked if he plays on Sunday. Shocked.
So do you think – I've heard – similar stuff, Mark, that indicated to me even earlier, well before the show went on the air today, I got like a sense from people that he was not going to play.
Malzy moles.
Right. The Malzy moles don't pop their heads out of the ground very often, but when they do, it's usually with good intel. Now, Pony and I were going back and forth about this earlier. Do you think that they told the rest of the offense and Fields, like that even though they slow rolled it and said, hey, Russ, we'll see what Russ happened, what he does. You think generally speaking, most people who really need to know, coordinator, Justin Fields, rest of the starting offense know that Fields is playing?
Yeah, I think
that's been a thing behind closed doors they know of.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying. I think as of yesterday, probably afternoon, that they probably came to the conclusion that he wasn't going to play. I mean, barring him waking up and all of a sudden have a new leg and it feels great. But I think everybody pretty much knew yesterday after that, and especially maybe not all the players, because some of the players don't really care or don't really pay attention to that degree, but it's pretty much that that's the way it goes. Everybody pretty much knows. I don't know how much now Arthur Smith has to modify the game plan.
I think a lot.
It has to be to some degree, because there's going to be plays where you get him in space and move him around and stuff that you wouldn't have been do with Russell, but hey, you had
does it open up the playbook exclusively, or does it shut some parts of it?
Probably both. Both. I mean, there's some things that you just want to stay away from. I'm just curious to see if how much they do open it up and let him do what he can do, or if they be ultra conservative.
What's
here.
What's your best guess on that?
I would think they would be a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
Let's try to run the ball, see if we can establish a run game. Let's play the defense.
What's the first game of the
any
season?
Shots. How many, don't turn the ball over. I mean, really conservative type.
Mike's won two of the last three season openers playing hyper-conservative on offense and trying to let his defense win games for him.
I mean, don't take any chances whatsoever. Don't even put him in a situation to take chances. One read and move, sort of like Lamar Jackson yesterday. I mean, I don't even know if that was one read and go for Lamar Jackson. That was pretty much, we're going to run the ball. And that's what we mean. If you can compare, that's how you would want Justin Fields to play, like Lamar Jackson did yesterday. Not design runs, stuff where you can get out of the pocket and then be able to gain some yards there.
Mark, your joke about how if he had a new leg, he'd play, I want to just push back on that. Do you think that Russell Wilson has done enough in Tomlin's mind or won him over enough where without having two practices, even if he was like miraculously healed on Saturday, without the reps, do you still think they'd start him on Sunday?
I don't think the reps are that big of a deal.
It wouldn't be for Ben because he had so long, but for a new quarterback about to make his first start?
No, I think if they deemed him healthy enough, even if he didn't miss, he did miss two practices in a row here, that they would go with him. I think that goes without saying here. I don't think they would worry too much. I mean, if it was a younger guy, if it was Fields, say if it was a flip situation here and Fields didn't get the reps he did in training camp, maybe you're a little bit hesitant at that. But Russell's been around, and Russell has even said it today that there's been times that I was like almost a game-time decision, and I was able to be successful doing that. So I think he would give him the benefit of the doubt if they deemed him healthy, but I don't think – first of all, obviously he's not healthy, and second of all, I think they would rather have him for the long haul.
What happens if Fields plays really well and they win? If Justin Fields,
wait a minute, you're shaking.
If he plays really well, if Fields plays really well, I still don't think it matters if Russell's 100%. I think he goes back in,
regardless.
Yes.
Okay, so let me give you a. I want to be very clear. Let's say the Steelers win this game something like 27-23, and they actually need their offense to have done some work here, right? And I'm going to give you what I think is a stat line that is plausible. Fields throws for about .180, runs for like between 50 and 70 yards, and accounts for two touchdowns, doesn't turn the ball over. They would take a 250 or so yards of offense, two touchdowns performance in a road win where they scored 27 and give it back to Wilson, in your opinion.
Yeah, I think they would. I think, first of all, they would maybe slow play the return of Wilson maybe a little bit more, saying, okay, he might not be 100% healthy right now.
Next week's the game Russell Wilson wants.
Mark, they did that with Kenny at first last year. That's exactly what happened. Oh, he's not ready for Seattle. He's just not quite Mason balled out against Cincinnati. Mason had thrown two interceptions, Kenny would have been healthy enough to play in Seattle, Mark.
I think that's a different situation. Your back was against the wall. You had to win, and he was playing the best quarterback.
Yeah, but you got
to
win these early games, Mark. You got to win these early games.
Of course you got to win, but I'm just telling you, I don't think Mike Tomlin goes through this, brings Russell Wilson in, doesn't even really have a competition, anoints him the starter. He tweaks his calf just because Justin Fields has a decent game that they don't do. I think they go back.
It would be very tough for me to look the rest of my team in the eye if I were Tomlin, and you win the game the way I just described, and say I'm going back to the other guy. By the way, is Russell Wilson, you said you'd be shocked if he, absolutely shocked if he plays.
Yeah.
Kyle Allen going to be the backup, in your opinion?
Wow. Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, so it's like a Roethlisberger situation
they don't have to declare a third, do they? I don't believe they have to declare a third right away. I think...
What do you mean?
There's an emergency quarterback. They just dress.
Right.
But I don't think you have to. Maybe you do. I thought they changed the rules this year that you don't have to declare a third quarterback.
So they'll dress all three and we won't know who the backup really is?
Yeah, possibly. You know, if Russell is inactive, then your number three would be probably Cordarrelle Patterson.
So Chris brings up an interesting point. If Fields were to get hurt, would they say, all right, Russ, you weren't healthy enough to start, but you're healthy enough to play?
I think it makes more sense that
that happened with Ben, and he played one of the best games of his career.
Yeah, but with Russell, he's that type of guy. Even when he was hurt and he wasn't practicing during training camp, was like in full pads, helmet. I think he might have had a mouthpiece in just so he could stand on the sidelines. I think that means a lot to him. So if there's any opportunity of him standing on the sidelines with the helmet, with the you know, the helmet on, the Mark, pads on, they would let him do that.
The thing we haven't talked
about
here.
That's like a kid who gets to be like a stealer for a game.
Mark,
how he is.
The thing we haven't talked about is, how do you think Fields will play? How do you actually think he'll do in this game?
Wow. I think, I really didn't give it much thought yet.
I mean, it's really not that much of an oddball question, so I'm shocked that you haven't even thought about this.
Mean,
just how do you think a guy that's going to
totally
start will play?
It's totally different than what you think Russell was going to play. You have to put it in a situation.
Like, you don't even think they'll look remotely similar in how they would go about their business.
I think there will be some issues, of course. I think they win the game, and it's a success for them if Fields doesn't turn the ball over. And that's iffy.
Right off the bat, you saying that has me a little nervous for one reason. You can't completely put the restrictor plate on that player because...
Man, that's exactly what Trubisky hated about playing
here. Like, all you're doing here is rehashing, like, from their perspective, what they did to start last year, which drove everyone nuts. In fact,
The last two years, Chris.
The only time Mike Tomlin said, F it, like, I'm going to let my quarterback just throw caution to win and go... was Mason Rudolph.
Well, I think Trubisky did it on his own and then just threw the ball away that it prompted Rudolph to go in.
Yeah. I know, but Rudolph got benched, but Rudolph was not held to like the, I'm going to hold your hand and make you play conservatively. They were so backs against the wall, they just said, we got to let the guy actually try to win the game for us.
And this might be something where early in the game, they put the restrictor plate on him, so to speak. Then... if he's playing well, then they will let him go.
Do you think design runs are restrictor plate stuff, or do you think...
I wouldn't do many design runs.
No.
I'd have him on the edges on the move with, like, cut half the field down and try to get an easy
first option.
But
I would not do design runs. I do not do read options. I just don't think he's very good at that. He's good at creating plays off of broken plays. He's not good at reading.
Given the way their lines look, there'll be plenty of those in the passing game.
Well, you got Spencer Anderson playing, so...
By the way, on that front, Troy Fautanu was full at practice today. So does that mean he goes right in and starts?
No. Dan Moore is going to be the starter there. It's just now how much leash does Dan Moore get? They're not going to yank a guy mid-game. I don't know
if I've
ever
seen that. Do you think Dan Moore just might start one? Well, didn't they yank Chooks mid-game?
Well, that's because he was...
He mouthed off. He said something
what
naughty.
What did he do, Mark?
I don't know. I've tried to ask people that, and they don't say anything. So, I mean, you've heard the rumors, but I don't. What could he possibly have said?
Wasn't the rumor that he just said, let's get this over with, basically? Like, we suck, let's get this over with?
Well, I've heard before that he wasn't always thrilled with what the offensive coordinator was calling.
I would have thought that would have ingratiated him to his teammates, maybe not his coach.
Maybe at the same time when Deontay
Mitchell. Well, we saw two offensive tackles go in and out last night with Baltimore. The right tackles were rotated
during
the game.
Rosengarten, the kid from Washington.
I don't recall the Steelers ever doing that.
I don't recall many NFL teams doing that.
Do you think Dan Moore might be 1 week and done?
Depends on how he plays. I mean,
let's just say he plays average football. Judon beats him one time at least for a pressure.
No, because
two things.
First of all, I think he's practiced like four times. I mean, he was full in practice today, but I mean, full
they
is a relative.
They want him to get a full week, right?
He needs some reps right now. He's still a rookie. So Dan Moore has been relatively quiet all of offseason, which means he hasn't stunk enough for you to notice him. I don't know if that's a term of endearment or what it is. So as long as he's solid, I think he's in there. But the first sign of breaking down, they'll go with Fautanu.
Hoke came on here, I think it was yesterday, and said that he thinks that Jones is on thin ice more than Moore is. That Jones pretty much showed up like he thought his job was going to be handed to him and he didn't have to really work hard for it. And Moore's been the exact opposite.
I think that's what Kevin Dotson might have thought a couple years ago.
I don't know, man. Every time, I'll just say this, and it's not just because I predicted great, grandiose things for Jones, and I'm stubborn.
I don't see Broderick Jones getting benched. I'm sorry.
Well, I just, every time he has been asked publicly, because we know Dotson got on their bad side because he liked to talk. We had him on our show, and he was a hilarious talker. I enjoyed it, and he tweeted too. Every time Jones has been asked about this, I honestly think he has towed a pretty good company line for them. Hey, wherever they want me to play, I can do both. We might know he's like pissed off about it, but I don't think he's been too vocal in making them look bad and like publicly second-guessing them here.
No, there's times I've seen when he talks to the media, Tomlin walks through the locker room and says, you talk too much, 77.
Oh, my God. I don't... like, I don't...
Really? I didn't know that.
I just don't care about that. Like, hey, Mike... He's better. He's got way more of a ceiling than your current left tackle. The minute you can get
him
over there.
Plus, he has personality.
There,
he's a very interesting guy.
Just the minute you can get him over there and get Dan Moore out of the lineup, you do it. I'm so sick of this approach by them.
You really do hate Dan Moore.
I don't hate Dan Moore. I hate the idea that you draft a guy and the GM says over this offseason, we intend for him to be a left tackle and seemingly intimates sooner rather than later. And it's like the last thing that the head coach seems to want to do.
Yeah, but do you have to make sure he's ready to not fail. You don't want to put Fautanu in there after six total practices and set him up for failure. Now, if you make that decision that he's ready to go, he has a high pedigree, which obviously he does, then you make that move. But I think that Dan Moore is going to have a terrible game, then they'll make the move. I don't think they're just going to do it because Troy Fautanu's healthy.
Mark Cabali at 4:09. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Mark had a very famous watch party over at Archie's earlier this year for the preseason game, but now you're going to be on the road for every game.
Yes, off to Atlanta. I'm not looking
first class?
Forward to that.
Does McAfee have something like first the McAfee class. Cruiser where it's like he puts you on a...
How great would that be if
you
it was like a Madden thing, a John Madden Cruiser?
You know,
it would
be great. I'd take his private plane.
He's got the scratch to do a McAfee Cruiser. The Marky Cruiser, they call it.
Here's the problem is, I always, when I book hotels and flights, I always book the cheapest one.
Because that's what you're used to doing.
I don't know why I do that.
Now
mean,
I think you've
got to
move it up a little.
This is like $3 cheaper. I'll get this one.
Well,
like
Brian McFadden
bucks.
Would love you. He said there's three things you got to know about me, B-Mac. That he doesn't cuss. He doesn't drink.
Me neither.
And
me
then
neither.
He said, and I'm cheap.
You don't cuss? Friday tailgate brought to you by Gully Services. We'll get Mark's take on the Pat Freiermuth contract, and Mark will give his Steelers season record prediction later on in the show. BMAC did pick them to lose in the Super Bowl, so that is the high score to beat here. Here's a headline. All right, let's talk right now about the injury report. Only two names really on there. Russell Wilson questionable, and Roman Wilson is out for Sunday's game against Atlanta. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Mulsey.
Thank you, Pony. Shorky Mitsubishi, North Huntington, and Mitsu by the Mall in the North Hills. You got two locations you could take advantage of to find the Mitsu that fits you. They've got Western Pennsylvania's best inventory, too, so we're right off to a good start. And when it comes to Mitsubishi, there are a lot of different options to choose from. 7-passenger Outlander, like what I drive. The Outlander Sport, if you want something that's a little bit smaller than the Outlander. And then something else altogether, the Eclipse Cross. All great offerings from Mitsubishi. And all of them giving you, even though you might have different needs and one's better than the other for you, they all are going to give you the great styling. I have had people look at my Outlander and say, that looks like a car. I won't say the brand. That looks like a car that costs 3 to 5 times as much as what I know that thing costs. That's how good the styling looks. Interior, incredible, all the features you'd want. And then, like every Mitsubishi, a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, so you get a lot of peace of mind. If you want one of these great vehicles, you want to pick from the best inventory around. You need to go to Shorky Mitsubishi North Huntington, Shorky Mitsubishi North Hills, or shop online. You can always do that at ShorkyMitsubishi.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.